Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Active Clothing Company Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. All participants are currently in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions following the conclusion of the management's opening remarks. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh Nalavade from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Active Clothing Company Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Rajesh Mehra, Managing Director of the company. With that, now I hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Mehra for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I extend a warm welcome to all analysts, investors, and stakeholders present on today's call. It's a pleasure to share the highlights of our performance for H1 Financial Year 26, along with the key developments during Q2. Let me begin with a brief overview of our company. Active Clothing Company Limited has grown over the last 25 years into one of India's leading integrated design-to-shelf apparel manufacturing platforms. Our capabilities cover the full value chain from conceptual design and 3D prototyping to automated manufacturing, quality assurance, logistics, and multi-brand retail support. Our product portfolio spans flat-knitted sweaters, circular-knitted garments, outerwear jackets, woven apparel, fly-knit uppers, accessories, and layer-wear categories. With a state-of-art facility at Fatehgarh Sahib and employing over 2,300 skilled team members, we continue to deliver high-quality products to a wide portfolio of global fashion brands. From a broader perspective, the apparel industry continues to evolve with the increasing focus on reliability, faster development cycles, and stronger integration between design, manufacturing, and delivery. Trends such as automation, digital workflows, and sustainability remain important, and our investments over the past few years are well aligned with these expectations. Technology and sustainability remain core to our strategy. Our virtual design development center supports faster approvals and reduced sampling waste. We continue to strengthen digital workflows, AI-assisted design tools, and smart manufacturing systems to enhance responsiveness. Sustainability is integrated across operations through renewable energy adoptions, responsible sourcing, and compliance with leading global standards, including RAP, GOTS, SEDEX, SA8000, GRS, Higg Index, Clean Chain Management, etc. Let me now come to the key operational update of Q2 FY26. During the quarter, we entered into a long-term partnership with Nimbo Shishing Company Limited, the world's largest manufacturer of computerized flat knitting machines. Under this agreement, we will add 600 advanced machines to our existing fleet of 352 units, marking the creation of India's first knit-to-shape smart knitting factory. Built around 3D seamless knitting, automation, and zero-waste production, this expansion significantly enhances our capability and scale, particularly in the sweater vertical. This initiative will support better consistency, design flexibility, and faster turnaround for our global customers. We also received CRISIL ratings during the quarter for our 102 crore bank loans facilities with a BBB stable long-term rating and an A3 plus short-term rating, reflecting the company's financial discipline and operational strength. Now turning to the financial performance, the company reported a total income of 83.19 crore in Q2 FY26. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 7.39 crore with an EBITDA margin of 8.88%, while net profit was 2.79 crore with a PAT margin of 3.36%. For first half of financial year 26, total income amounted to 147.66 crore, marking a year-on-year growth of 15.22%. EBITDA for the first half stood at 14.35 crores with an EBITDA margin of 9.72%, and net profit was 4.92 crore with a PAT margin of 3.34%. Operating cash flow improved to 8.16 crore, driven by the disciplined working capital management and continued focus on operational efficiencies. The first half of the year demonstrates steady progress across manufacturing, customer servicing, and internal processes, supported by our integrated operating model and consistent delivery to the global partners. Our investments in technology, efficiency, and product development continue to reinforce our long-term platform for growth. As we move ahead, our focus remains on strengthening design-to-self capabilities, scaling smart manufacturing, expanding product categories, and deepening partnerships with leading global brands. The Knit to Shape initiative will play a significant role in enhancing our technological capabilities and supporting efficient, high-precision production. Before I conclude, I would like to thank our employees, customers, partners, suppliers, board members, and investors for their continued trust and support. With that, we now open the floor for your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may click on the raise hand icon from the participant tab on your screen. We'll wait for the question queue to assemble. We'll take our first question from Pritam Shah from MMTC. Mr. Shah, please unmute your microphone and go ahead with your question.
Hello?
Yes,
Yes,
we
Mr.
can hear
Shah.
you.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity and good evening, everyone. So, my first question is that your EBITDA margins dipped in Q2. So, what were the simple key reasons of that, like higher cost, lower utilization, or something else?
No, it's international. Maybe we are into international market because of the change scenario of American market. So there are fluctuations in the market. So we're trying to insulate with that thing. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with the new Knit to Shape machines, do you expect margins to gradually improve over the next few
Yeah,
years?
definitely, definitely.
Okay. And any your raw material prices, especially for the cotton and yarn, are relatively stable now, so
No,
compared to last
market is
year.
market is very stable. The only thing is with this tariffs in on Indian trade by the American government, so that's affected the whole market. So things look positive in future. What indications we are receiving are very, very positive. So once things have settled between both the countries, I think we should have a good trade.
And could you please share the approximate segment-wise revenue split, sweaters,
Sorry?
jackets, t-shirts, and
Sorry?
approximate segment-wise revenue split
Segment-wise revenue split.
for the
We'll
sweaters, jackets, t-shirts?
we'll share that data with you. No problem.
And how any approximation that how each segment has grew in H1
Sorry?
from last how each of the segment has grew in
Nee,
H1 from
every
last year.
segment is growing. Temporarily, the growth plans have not been matured only because of the American market, because American market is the main consumption market. So with this tariff, systems are disturbed in the country, and it is not for active clothing. It is all across for all different industries in this country. So we cannot be insulated, or we cannot be the ones who are insulated from this thing. So with this American trade shifting, so people are moving to different markets. We are also moving to different markets. We are also exploring European markets, but it takes time to mature the new markets.
And any growth projection tentatively for upcoming 2 to 3 years?
No, definitely we've already expanded. Our capital work is already under progress, and if the American markets open, so we should be growing the way we've been growing.
Fine. That's it from my side for now. I will get
Thank
back
you, Mr.
with
Shah.
you.
Thank you, Mr. Shah.
Thank you so much. We'll have our next question coming in from Anjana
Anjana?
Nambiar from Orion Capital.
Hi,
Ora
sir.
Capital.
Thank you. Am I audible?
Yeah,
Yes.
you're audible, Anjana.
Sir, my first question will be, could you give us a sense of how demand has been across sweaters, jackets, t-shirts, and shoe uppers in H1?
H1, the demands have been very good. That's the reason our top line has increased. But it has not increased substantially because of this American market. Otherwise, the demand is good. And in all segments, we are growing.
So any noticeable change versus last year?
No, we've grown. The top line has grown. Although the effect of American market is there, but still we are growing. We tend to grow more once the American market opens.
So my second question will be, like, within exports apart from USA, are you seeing any demand across Europe and other markets?
We are trying to explore more European market also. So we are deputing more people to tap the European market. Let's see how the demand comes from the European market. It is not only we. So as an industry, there's a lot of shift towards the European market. So it becomes more competitive also. It's for everybody. There are big suppliers who've been supplying to American markets. They're all hard, badly hit. Our exports were to American market were way less. So we are not hit actually. Our growth plans are slowed down, but we are not hit. We're growing. Other companies in this apparel trade or other trades, they are badly hit. Their profits have come down. They are at losses.
So my last question will be, like, given the winter heavy product mix, is seasonality still playing out the same way, or has there been
No,
something?
we are now into exports to Europe, to America, to different countries. So we are not affected by the season. It's a continuous process. It's only in India that winters are there, but as we are catering to exports, so we're catering to, if there Europe, the requirement is for 10 months.
Okay.
Yesterday, UK had a snowfall. So everywhere the winter is mostly the temperature is there where winter these kind of a clothes are being worn in.
Okay. Yeah, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you for answering my
Thank you,
questions.
Anjana.
Thank you so much. We would like to remind participants to click on the raise hand icon if you wish to ask a question. We'll wait for the question queue to assemble. We have our next question coming in from Anand Gupta, an individual investor. Mr. Gupta, please go ahead.
Anand Gupta is already invested in the company.
Hi, yes, sir, I am invested with the company.
Okay, tell me, Mr. Gupta.
So on a for Q2 FY26, on a year-on-year basis, our revenues have grown by 1.65%, but our employee benefit expenses have grown up by 8%.
Right.
So I just want to understand why is it in this way? I mean, employee benefit expenses form about.
Employee benefit means it includes the wages also. So it's not only the benefit. Benefit includes everything, including the direct cost of the wages also.
Right. So, sir, the employee benefit expenses in case of our company is about between 16 to 18% of our revenue.
Yeah,
So,
yes.
my question is that the revenue from operations have gone up by only 1.65%.
Yeah,
But
yes. No,
if I
we have
look
to
at
retain
it.
our people. We were looking for expansion. It's only because the American market, which is badly affected. So recruitments have to be there. The people have to be there. Only then we can be operational. So this is temporary effect, probably. With the rising trend in the operations, manufacturing operations, this should be absorbed as soon as the American market opens.
So this incremental cost is about 1 crore in employee benefit expenses that I am talking about. And you have a couple of times mentioned about the American market. But if you can just help me understand this. In our revenue, right, our export is 25%. Rest all is domestic, isn't it? So
No,
how are
but
these things tying up? That's where I
Mr.
need
Gupta,
clarification.
players who are into manufacture, for all of them, this American market is disrupted, right? So they all are looking for different avenues. So if I am probably supplying to X company, so he's also now trying to supply to X company. So it's a competition era, so competition increases. So everything is temporary, but things become difficult once such a big company, which had a mass consumption, that consumption has gone down or that avenue has gone down. So everybody is looking for alternative markets. So that brings in more competition within the same field.
And even in the salary and wages, 10%, 8 to 10% annual increment is justified. That is the cost of inflation. You have to give it to the workers, otherwise they will not stay. So that's the reason you are looking into that 1 crore, 10 lakhs more into this cost head.
Okay, sure. Mr. Rajesh, in the last conference call, you spoke about having potential additional orders from Levi's at the San Francisco team because you do only domestic now. And you highlighted about some additional brands like Lotto and Adidas, which are making a mark in India. And you were hopeful of getting some orders from them.
In the last 6 months, we did good orders
out of the business what we are seeing. So we did around 15 crore of orders from San Francisco. And then Agilitas also, the sampling work is already processed. We have already signed with them for as a manufacturing agreement.
Okay.
The sampling is in process for summer 26 orders.
Okay. Then I will move on quickly to the preferentials which were cancelled. And I did read the reason that was sent out on the stock exchanges. Mr. Rajesh, just want to hear from you about how do you plan to raise capital now
No,
for
as of
Active
now, we are not
Clothing?
looking to raise any capital.
Currently, we are not looking into any raise of capital.
Okay. One last question from my end. You mentioned about these additional knitting machines,
Yeah.
and I know that you're also doing an additional incremental 60 crore of CapEx. Are these two things related? And if you can give me some more flavor and measurable progress on the CapEx that we announced earlier.
That 60 crore what we are doing, that is in process. And this 600 machines what we are saying that we will install in the next coming 3 years. So that would be a bigger capital input. But our machinery supplier will give us a machinery for a 5 year deferred payment. So there will be no need for us to raise any capital.
And sir, any measurable progress that you can share on the 60 crore CapEx? When would that be live and how are things progressing there?
That would be live in winter 26 business. So in next 26, 27 financial year, you will see the results of that CapEx, but it is under process progress.
Okay, that's all from my end, Mr. Rajesh. Best wishes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have Mr. Pritam Shah of MMTC who has rejoined the queue to ask a question. Mr. Shah, please go ahead with your question now.
Yes, thank you. So, what's the revenue from export market?
We'll be crossing around 100 crores this year.
Okay. And how are the receivable days in trading? Any changes after the better credit control or discussions with the large clients?
Can you repeat the question?
How your receivable days are trading, trending, and any change after
No,
better credit
there,
control?
there is no change into the receivable days. With the
Okay.
customers, what we are doing with the same customers and whatever business agreements are in place, so we are getting our payments accordingly.
Okay. And any new other product categories you are evaluating for the clients?
Not right now, new product category. We are expanding with the new current product categories only.
Okay. And what's your current number of MBO or dealer touch points? And what is their contribution to total revenue today?
Those are around 200 dealers we have, and they are doing around 100 crores of business.
Okay. Okay, fine. Thank you. Thank you for
Okay.
the opportunity once again.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Mr. Shah.
We have our next question coming in from Dhanraj Tolani of Kuber Advisors. Please go ahead with your question.
Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Sir, good evening. So I have a couple of questions with me. So I'll be starting with the first one. So I just wanted to know on the six like if you take on the 600 smart knitting machines, so what is the rollout time? And when do we expect the first phase of start
First
contributing?
phase will come in the end of first half of 26-27 next year. Then every 6 months, 100 machines will come. So first machine to last machine will take 3 years' time. Annually, 200 machines will be installed.
Okay, so what would be the rollout timeline before and after?
Before, we are already considering 12 months, and after once that we receive the machine, so in 2 months' time, those will be installed and go for the production. And 3 months is our WIP cycle. So from machine to sale, it will take 5 months.
So on the cost part, like, are we getting any labor savings or efficiency gains from the
Yes, labor
net sale?
saving. Labor saving, wastage saving.
So compared to traditional knitting, we are having efficiency gains and labor savings, right?
Yes.
And what would be the overall project cost, let's say including machines, setup, and even infrastructure?
Around 150 to 200 crores.
For a single project.
For a
Single project or?
for 600 machines,
Like
where the
the
machinery will be funded by the supplier.
new. Got it. And are we expecting any new brands because of this technology?
Yeah, we are already tying up. We are already tying up with a lot of customers who are into the mass market, like Primark and Marks and Spencer. So their audit process is going on, and hopefully they'll be on board in next 3 to 4 months.
So are we targeting any new clients?
Yes, with the increased capacity, we will target new clients as well as increase the business with the current existing customers.
And if I specifically talk about the new facility, so that would be targeting the existing or the new ones?
What new machine production you are talking? That currently we are not making that kind of a product, so that will be available for everyone. We will offer to everyone.
Irrespective of new or existing.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know on the financial part. So I've seen inventories and receivables had increased in FY25. So what will be the reason behind that?
With the business that is going up, otherwise the cycle which it is last year, the same number of day cycles approximately we are working.
So it is due to scaling or are we
No,
getting?
this our business is like that only. It's 210 days to 240 days business cycle.
These would be like these things, like the receivables and inventory would be stabilized in H1 FY26 mostly.
We are existingly also stabilized.
And also I've seen the cash flow in H1 26 has improved or has been positive. So what was the main reason behind that?
Well, cash flow is about everything. Cash flow has increased. Just repeat your question in for the cash flow, what you are saying. Yeah, tell me.
So what was the reason behind, like in H1 we have seen positive cash flow. So what is the reason behind that?
Couldn't get your question.
I'm saying cash flow from operations has been positive in H1.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
what is the reason behind this improvement?
The margins are improving, sales are improving, everything is improving.
So that is the
Yeah,
main reason.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like we were all obviously talking about the efficiency too. So would that impact or direct or the better volume is impacting the cash flows?
No, better volumes will definitely improve the cash flows of the company. Yeah.
So this company is
Company is in a very good financial position. So with growing operations, the cash flow of the company is going to improve significantly.
Agree.
Yeah.
And this trend would be sustaining, or
Sorry?
this trend would be sustaining like this?
Surely, 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 surely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you, sir. That's
Yeah.
all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We would like to remind participants to click on the raise hand icon if you wish to ask a question. We have our next question coming in from Chandresh Singh of Trident Capital Advisors.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, first of all. So, sir, my question is regarding your partnership, that is your 22-year-old partnership with Levi's. So, how has the business trend been with them in H1? Like, are there any new categories added for them?
No, same categories we are doing. And business is increasing with them, but categories are the same. We are not introducing any new category in our manufacturing process.
Okay, the second would be regarding your virtual design and 3D sampling processes. So are global clients actively using that? And I mean, has it helped shorten the turnaround times?
Yes, it is shortening the turnaround times, and now it has become the mandatory with these all big brands. They want everything into 3D designing, and before making to the physical sample, they want to analyze the product onto the 3D. So this is the trend now. So if anybody doesn't have the capability, so they are not able to satisfy their customer requirement.
Okay. So, sir, my last question would be: is the customer concentration continuing to reduce or broadly similar to the last year?
Customer contribution or concentration?
Concentration.
Concentration. Yeah, number of customer currently same. When my this expansion will be, which is 60 crore expansion, which is running on. So after 2 months when it will be operational, then we will introduce new customers. The talks are already on, and audits are going on.
Okay, and sir, one last question is that did you add any new global clients or global or domestic clients in H1 or early Q3?
No, nothing. No, new client. Last 6 months, no new client, the same clients. But we expanded the number of countries with them.
Okay,
Currently, we
sir.
are supplying to 38 countries.
Okay, sir, that's it from my side. I'll join back the queue if I have any questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We have our next question coming in from Priya Jain of Green Capital. Ms. Jain, please unmute your microphone.
Yeah, you tell me first ki how many of these are the investors in the company?
So this is from Priya Jain, who is from Green Capital.
Priya ji, this Green Capital is invested in the company?
Hello, sir. Am I audible? Currently, I'm not an investor, but I can be.
Okay, what are you looking for in the company to invest?
I'm new to the company, so I'm going through the finances and the recent highlights of the company, and I have a few questions with me today. So I will
Continue.
start by, so the other than smart meeting projects, what CapEx is planned for FY26, 27? Any major additions for printing, dyeing, or finishing lines?
No, there's only knitting machine expense would be there, and we told you that this project will cost between 150 to 200 crores, where the major investment will come from the machinery supplier side, and that again will be split into 3 years. So 26, 27 would be approximately 60 crores investment. Out of 60 crores, around 50 crore will come as a cost of machinery from the machinery supplier.
Okay. And you have acquired additional and what incremental capacity or new product line could support you?
Incremental, you say the every 6 months we will be increasing our capacity by 15%.
Okay, so any key factor that give you confidence in this, multi-year growth plan? Because you seem very
The
optimistic that,
world is going with the full automation, and world is going with kind of a manufacturing activities where the manpower, lesser manpower would be there, lesser wastage are there, sustainability is there. So we are going forward with adopting that kind of a technology where all these benefits are there.
Sir, also, is it, like a purely distribution-led margin since you do not own the retail stores? How does the business model work with partners' brands?
The partner brand, our margin is fixed with them. We are giving them retail assistance, so that margins are fixed year on year. The same margins we are working on.
Everything is protected, Priya.
Everything is protected. We are, all the leftover stocks, whatever it would be, that goes back to the brand. And in this manufacturing, so whatever we are selling, so it is all against order. We are not manufacturing a single garment without any order.
Okay, and as you expand to like 300 or plus dealers, are most of the new locations coming from tier one or tier two cities or mix of the market?
Mix of the markets.
Okay, and if any long-term plan to streamline the marketing and distribution vertical into a separate business unit for better focus or reporting clarity.
Currently, it is being run by separate team, complete separate team, and it's focused. And separate offices are there, separate warehousing is there. So we are focusing it, seeing it independently only. There is no mix between these two business verticals.
So I have one last question. Has the implementation of real-time sales tracking improved sales or reduced stock return for your partner brands?
Yeah, we have our the software where we do real-time tracking of sales.
Good to hear, sir. And thank you so much for patiently, answering all the questions.
Thank you, Miss
Thank you.
Priya. Priya, we look forward to your investment in the company now.
I'm curious and I'm
And
eager
in
to
a
have
big
a
way.
follow-up
And
meeting.
not and in a big way.
Yes, yeah, sure, sir. Thank you.
That the Ben Pause will tell us.
Definitely. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have our next question coming in from Vinod Shah of VS1 Ventures. Mr. Shah, please go ahead with your question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
So do we have any brand outlets of our own currently?
No.
Okay, so we are partnering up. So how many touch points we have currently?
We already told you we have 200 touch points.
Okay, 200.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. And how much are we planning to add in let's just say next one to
No,
two
our
three
business is
quarters?
stable. There's nothing, any specific focus that we want to go to 400 or we want to 500. So we are already present in the best of places at the key points. We're already present. But tier two, tier three markets are growing and opportunity is there. And getting the chance, say, wherever the right kind of space and business partner we get into, we definitely expand business with them.
Okay, sir. And do we how much is our current debt levels and what is the interest rate on that? Hello? Hello?
Mr. Mehra.
Yes, 7.85% current interest rate on our cash credit limits.
Okay, sir. Okay, so that's all. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much. We'll wait for the question queue to assemble. We are taking our next question from Anand Gupta, who is an individual investor.
Yeah, he's already taken a slot before also.
Oh, so that's a follow-up question, Mr. Mehra.
Okay, no problem.
Mr. Gupta, please go ahead.
Just one follow-up question, Mr. Rajesh. Over a period of 3 years, or maybe a little more, when the rollout of this 652 knitting machines is complete, what is the maximum revenue or peak revenue that they can generate?
Once this is everything is complete, we'll be looking after total incomplete company's revolution around 700 crores.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand over the call to Mr. Ganesh Nalawade from Kirin Advisors. Over to you. Mr. Nalawade, please go ahead.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Active Clothing Company Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kiranadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you so much. On behalf of Kiran Advisors Private Limited, that concludes today's conference. Thank you for joining us, and you can click on the leave icon to exit the meeting. Thank you for your participation.